You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
The scripture I want to talk about is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a trustworthy saying worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus has come into the world to save sinners, of which I am the foremost. It's the word of the Lord. We pray. Father in heaven, we pray that you would send your spirit, that we might see and hear, know and trust, love, worship, and glorify your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so I know that people are thinking about presents. You know, we're going to get some presents tonight maybe, going to get some gifts tomorrow morning. And so what I want to talk about is the difference between a good gift and a bad gift, okay? The difference between a good gift and a bad gift. And the key difference is that in a good gift, a person knows what you need, they know what you want. So let's pretend you open your first gift tomorrow, and out comes a bag of onions. Bad gift, right? That's a bad gift. And then you open your next gift, and you're so excited, and it is a toilet plunger. This is not what we expected, right? And then next, you open a stocking stuffer, and it is roach spray. Roach spray. And as if it couldn't get any worse, surely this situation could be redeemed. No. It is baking soda for carpet cleaning. I mean, really, these are all bad gifts. Am I right? They are bad gifts. And why are they bad gifts? Because you don't want those things. You don't need those things, right? The person, when they gave those bad gifts to you, you would want to say, do you even know who I am? Do you think that I would want onions and a toilet plunger and carpet cleaner? No, sorry. A good gift is when a person knows what you want and they know what you need, right? So for example, let's say that you're really into shoes and you get yourself some drippy J's. That's right. Some Jordans, am I right? And then let's say you love dolls. I mean, who doesn't love dolls, right? Oh, and you get an American Girl doll. Anyone here excited about an American Girl doll maybe tomorrow? Get excited. Maybe you're really into Legos and you got the crime lab station, the police crime lab station with the Legos. Yes, sir, that's right, he's excited. Maybe you want a gaming system and your parents give you an old NES retro, right? And then, maybe you love music and your cousin gives you a guitar, right? I mean, it's like you clearly know who I am, you know what I want, you know what I need. And let's say you really, really want a puppy. You really want a puppy. Just give it to me, buddy. You really want a puppy, not one of these puppies, but an honest-to-goodness, real puppy like my friend Rudy, right? I mean, who wouldn't want or need Rudy? Thanks, guys. So I'll tell you guys the best Christmas gift I ever got. It was when I was 8 years old, and this was back before the selection committee and the NCAA ruined the wonderful sport of college football. My parents knew that I loved Alabama football. Alabama made it to the Sugar Bowl. I opened up the present, and there were tickets to the Sugar Bowl to play Miami. It was awesome, right? Oh, the good old days. So these are all great gifts because the person knows what you want and what you need. Now, when we talk about Christmas, the reason that we give gifts to one another is to remember the greatest gift that was ever given. And that gift that was given is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God knows what we want at the depths of our heart. What we want more than anything, whether we know it or not, is to have a relationship with God. That's the thing that actually satisfies our heart and makes us happy. And he knows the thing that we need is for our sins to be forgiven, for our sins to be forgiven. And so Christ came into the world to save sinners. And the Apostle Paul, he said he knew that Jesus came into the world for him. He says, of which I am the foremost. He knew that God came to save him from his sins, to give him a relationship with God. But notice, he said to save sinners. There's that S at the end, which means more than one, many sinners. Christ came in the world for you. He came into the world for your sins. And here's the thing. He knows your needs so perfectly. And the way that he knows your needs so perfectly is because on the cross, he died for every single one of your sins, past, present, and future. He knows your deep, he gave himself to satisfy our deepest need, and he gave himself to satisfy our deepest want, which is to have a relationship with God. Now, adults, just say that it is a world where it is very easy to feel invisible. It's a world where it is very easy to feel overlooked and to feel unknown. You know, we call customer service at a company, and we get some AI robot, not a human being to talk to. You order your groceries, you order a package, and somebody just dumps it off on your front door, and they take a picture, and they're on their merry way. You spend your workday behind the screen, not interacting with anyone. And it's one of those things where it's very easy to feel overlooked, invisible, and unseen. And know that Christ came into the world for you individually. He sees every single one of your sins. He sees all of your needs. He sees all of your past traumas. He sees all of your suffering. And Jesus Christ, the greatest gift, comes into the world to pour grace, redemption, and healing on all of the needs of our heart. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.